Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
8:05 here on this Tuesday. It's the sixth day of February 2018. Very glad you're with us for Richmond's Morning News. I'm John Reed. Let's take you to London now, where our ABC News correspondent Molly Hunter is standing by with the latest news on the trial for accused terrorist in the November 2015 Paris attacks, which galvanized the world's attention, which were very bloody and horrible. And Molly, what can you tell us about where that stands right now? The trial has actually started, right?
John, good morning. That's right. So this is the guy, Saleh Abdeslam. He's the sole surviving suspect from those deadly 2015 terror attacks in Paris that killed 130 people. But this trial is actually in Belgium. So it's actually not about those brutal terrorist attacks. It's what happened 4 months later when they actually finally found him. So you'll remember those 4 months. He was the most wanted man in Europe, the most wanted man probably in the world. His picture was absolutely everywhere. And finally, Belgian and French police found him in a suburb right outside of Brussels. He's a French citizen, but he had spent lots of time living outside this outside of Brussels in Molenbeek. And there was a shootout that ensued. And so actually this trial, he's on trial with another guy, Sofiane Ayari, and they are charged with weapons possession, charged with murder, and charged with shooting police officers in that incident that happened 4 months later. They actually got away from that incident. They were arrested 3 days later. But this, John, this is the first time we have seen this man's face. So there's a lot of interest over here, of course, watching how this trial unfolds, even though it's not for the big event.
And is this individual protesting his innocence, or is he proclaiming, yes, I am the man you were looking for and you've caught me and I'm here to make a statement?
So what's interesting, he has not spoken once in the last 2 years since his arrest in 2016. And we did hear from him on day one. So yesterday was day one. We're now in day two. And he essentially said he was going to remain silent, apparently, according to French news reports. He hasn't even spoken to the lawyers that were hired for him. But he did speak yesterday in court. He said his silence is not an admission of guilt. That's just his defense. He claimed that the legal process was biased against Muslims. He said, judge me, he told the judge. He said, do what you want to do. I place my confidence in God. I have no fear of you. He continued. He said, I was asked to come, and so I came. There's a trial. I am the actor, and so I came. But he went on to criticize the court and the whole process, but he didn't actually provide any traditional defense, anything that said this wasn't me or this was me. He provided absolutely no real information, which is why so many kind of lawyers, especially the investigators in France, are watching this so carefully to see how he might actually defend himself, and of course how the prosecution in Belgium fares against what is a relative minor incident compared to, of course, what he stands to be charged with in France.
And making the assumption that he is convicted there in Belgium, what happens next?
So he'll go back to jail in France. He has been, actually last night, even after the trial in Brussels, he was transported back to prison across the border in France. He is under France's jurisdiction because of course, those 2015 attacks. But that case may not get going until 2019 or 2020, partly because people close to the case tell us there's just so much work to do to gather and sort that evidence. We're talking hours of cell phone evidence in multiple languages, contents of computers, the trail of how the suspects arrived in France, efforts to pin down their network of forgers, of drivers, of shelters, and any other accomplices. So they want to make sure they have everything in order before they actually go to trial. So we're looking kind of a year, 2 years down the road for that trial.
Now, I remind people that we're talking about the European mindset, which I think I'm correct in saying they're not eager to, or maybe they can't even allow the death penalty. But we're talking 130 people who were killed, at least in the mass shootings at the Bataclan Theater and the suicide bombings and the like.
Exactly.
What's the ultimate penalty that could happen, assuming that this individual is convicted on all the charges?
You know, everyone close, you're right. It is a very, very different mindset. And it's a very different legal system. And all the prosecutors and the investigators kind of in France and early, they're still kind of in relatively early days as far as putting together their case. I think they will wait to see how this court case in Belgium goes. No one has said kind of what would even be possible on terrorism charges. What we have heard from the Belgian federal prosecutor is that they could be facing a maximum sentence of just 20 years in prison, which doesn't seem like that much. But the French prosecutors, the federal prosecutors, have been very, very careful to say, to not say really what they would be charging, what this guy could be facing. But I think we can all be pretty safe in assuming that he won't be out on the street anytime soon, John.
Yeah, but is the death penalty even an option? I really have no clue.
No, it would not be in this, even in a terrorism case.
Wow. Well, I'll save my political commentary on that for some other time.
This will be a blockbuster case in France. This will be the biggest, terrorism case that they have tried, and they really want to make sure to get every single thing right. I mean, this Belgian court case, though, John, could go for weeks or even months, depending on how strong kind of the DNA evidence is. For example, we have not heard necessarily how strong the evidence is that Saleh Abdeslam actually pulled a trigger in that gunfight. The federal prosecutor has said, he was ready to kill, but it depends a little bit whether they actually are able to link his fingerprints to the specific guns that were found on scene, whether they're able to trace his exact trail, through Syria or through Europe up to Brussels. So it'll be interesting. There's a lot of interest across Europe to see how this shakes out to prime everyone, I think, for that big French court.
It's a gut check and a values check when you have over 100 of your fellow citizens dead and you know that somebody did it to you. I don't know how they responded to that. Molly Hunter, our ABC News correspondent in London, thanks for keeping an eye on this and thanks for joining us here on Richmond's Morning News. We appreciate it.
Absolutely, John.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.